Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. Welcome back to the Wind Up Women podcast. I am so excited to have you here today, girlfriend. And today we are just talking all about that feeling of I am not enough and how we can kind of change that lingo in our mind and what we're saying to make you see that you are enough and how this can help reduce your anxiety and how it can help like you accomplish more and go after things that you want to go after. Because once you feel that true essence of I am enough, girl, you're unstoppable. And wow, I've been in a tough season with anxiety this year, especially. I just have never felt it this hard, this prominent, and I truly believe anxiety is a lesson for us to learn. It's your body saying, hey, something's out of alignment. Hey, let's take a deeper look at this. So I've been really diving into my anxiety and trying to find the root cause of it. And what I found is that it stems really more from the feeling of that I'm not enough. And if you don't already, I really highly suggest if you're someone who really does struggle with anxiety, the podcast Love Your Anxiety is just so good. So I definitely recommend that one. This is kind of like where I heard for the first time of where anxiety stems. It's either I'm not enough, I'm not lovable, or I'm not safe. So I really feel like for me, it's that feeling of I'm not enough and I'm comparing myself. I'm worried about what people will think, or I'm not doing enough, not accomplishing enough. And whether it be, you know, being called on a meeting, my heart races so much. Like I feel it beating. I can't hear anything else except my heart beating. My voice is shaking. I'm sweating and I feel like I'm going to faint. It's just a scary, scary feeling. And I feel like what I might say in that meeting, or if I'm talking to friends or in front of someone, I feel like what I'm saying or what I believe or who I am is not enough and I'm getting judged. And I feel like that's what my anxiety stems from. So it like happens all the time, like at job interviews, when I have to announce something, like tell someone something, or, you know, be in front of people, talk in front of people, get called on meetings, even hanging out with new people, being around family that I just sometimes I feel like I'm not enough around, not smart enough, not good enough, not successful enough, not this, not that. And it's just freaking ridiculous, right? Like, seriously, DM me on Instagram right now if you are like, Shannon, I feel the same exact way. I feel that way too. And I just want you to know I'm not it, like you're not alone and I'm here and I'm struggling through it too. And I just wanted to say, like, use this time as a chance to get to know you, your body, and how you can help fix that. And learn that, you know, you are enough. Try it. Say it out loud. I am enough. And just feel like what comes up when you say that. Do you feel like you're faking it? Or do you immediately start adding buts or sometimes or ifs or just saying nah, but I mean, sometimes I am, like, you know, how you brush things off, like you brush compliments off, right? So part of the time I sometimes can't say it. I have a long list of things about myself I'd like to be better at, quote unquote. And you know, like I'd like to hang out with my parents more. I'd like to conquer my fear of failure and like fear of never seeing success. I'd like to meditate more, be more spiritual, be smarter. I'd like to be one of the girls who doesn't have to wear makeup. I'd like to stop feeling slightly nauseous when I look at my bank account. I'd like to stop wishing that I had more money and stop wishing I had a different house, a different job, like all these things. I would like to leave my job and be a full-time coach. I would love to always have a clean home. I would like to have an updated home and updated appliances. I would love to have a better fashion sense and have more friendships. There's that huge laundry list. I could just go on and on and on. And it's so much pushing, so much rushing, so many mores, wants, wishes. And it's like exhausting, right? So when I think of that list, it's hard for me to get behind the I am enough statement sometimes. But the days like that I really truly can't believe it, those are the hardest days. I'm yawning right now. I'm not going to edit that out. But those are the days where like if someone judges you or a hater slides in your DMs on Instagram and that really breaks you down into tears. And those are the days I really can't shake off that down, depressing feeling. Or those are the days I start doubting my purpose and what I'm doing. And is it even working? Should I even be doing this? All of those things. That's when that spiral comes in, when I don't believe I'm enough, right? But you know what? The days that I am feeling and truly believing I am enough, those are the days that I feel the best. Those are the days where I'm like in that, you know, flow state where everything feels easy. Everything feels good. Everything feels like it's just coming naturally and going and feeling confident and feeling happy and I'm feeling joyful. And those are the days I feel like I'm smiling and talking more and laughing more, right? Don't you just want to live every day like that? So I just wanted to share like a couple little brain hacks you can start doing when you're feeling like that I'm not enough bullshit starts creaming in. And I really do believe step one is just deciding you're going to stop this freaking craziness. And how silly is it to think that we are the ones doing this to ourselves, right? We are the ones saying that we aren't good enough. We're the ones doing it to ourselves. And if you actually took a second to breathe, look around, and notice that you actually are completely fine, you're completely okay, you're perfect, no matter what situation you are in, no matter what car you drive, what relationship you're in, what career you have, what you have or haven't achieved yet, you are enough. And feel that freedom you can have in your life if you choose to see your worth. How freeing is that? And step two is really just peeling back the onion and really figuring out where is this feeling of not good enough, not successful enough, not pretty enough, not happy enough, all of these not enough things. Where are those feelings really coming from? So peel back that damn layer and figure it out. And the podcast I was referring to earlier, the Love Your Anxiety podcast, she was saying like it's this why game. When you are saying, okay, I'm not feeling not enough. Okay, but why? But why? But why? But why? You keep asking yourself, but why? And it really helps you root down to that root reason why you're feeling that way. Oh, well, my parents, well, no. Oh, well, my friends are going to judge me. Why? Well, because I feel like that, you know, my outfit's not good enough. But why? Oh, because my friend has this outfit and she's always shopping. But why? Oh, because I feel like I'm not enough. I don't have enough fashion sense. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough like her, right? So when you peel back that layer, that onion, you start to see, wow, I really feel like I'm not enough just because I'm comparing myself to someone else in their life. So step two is just really looking back and looking deep into those feelings. And we all deeply want to feel love and be lovable through being good, right? That's what this is really all about. Wanting to feel loved, accepted, wanted, needed, praised. Like we want to feel like we're accomplishing something, right? So none of our efforts to be good enough will ever give us the sense of love and okayness that we were like really wanting to feel. even if we do, let's just say, achieve something, which on paper, you know, might make us feel good or enough, but deep down we don't feel it because we know it's not real, or we feel like we could have done better, or the feeling only lasts so long and then we're on to the next because we feel like, yeah, that wasn't enough. I need to do more. So we can start with a practice of simply, girl, like just loving ourselves. I say practice because it's never done. You have to continually grow, continually practice that self-love journey. Affirmations, journaling, listening to podcasts, like going to seminars, learning on YouTube of like high influential like coaches, right? So constantly learning, constantly practicing on how we can love ourselves to undo those years of beating ourselves up, being our worst bully. And those unconscious thought patterns that make self-love conditional. That takes a lot of time because imagine how old you are right now. You've been spending that many years beating yourself up or saying you're not enough. So now it's like written in your brain that you aren't enough and you're going to just constantly go on that hamster wheel. But now we have to really take action, take responsibility, and take that practice, that time to truly learn to love ourselves again. But think of what your life could be like without the belief of not good enough. Seriously, what would your life be like if you lost the ability to think I'm not good enough? What would you feel? Freedom? Flow? Warm and fuzzy and giddy feelings? Peace, joy, happiness, love. Doesn't that sound so nice? And that's available to you right now and all the time. And only if you decide to choose peace, not pressure. If you decide you are enough, you are okay, just the way you are. And you are, I promise. Trust me, girl. I love you. I'm sending you a big virtual hug right now. And to be honest, what does anyone's freaking opinion have on you? Nothing, nothing, nada. You decide what to do with that. And you decide whether to take it as truth or just their own belief that they're pushing on you because they might think that of themselves. So girl, you are enough. Hell, you're freaking amazing, sister. And go after what you want and stop self-sabotaging yourself for the thought of hoping others will like you or approve you or see you in a different light because you achieved that thing. You are enough. Mic drop. So girl, if this episode resonates with you, go ahead and share it with a friend, screenshot it, and tag me on Instagram. I seriously love seeing you guys share this episode because you know what? Just helps get this episode maybe in the hands of someone who might need to hear this message today. And if you feel called, I would much appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. You just scroll on down, leave a review, and that helps this podcast get out in the algorithm so that girl out there who needs, again, to hear this message can find it. And let's just build this Wind Up Women tribe, shall we? I just totally appreciate you and all the support more than you'll ever know. And like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I'll see you next week.